The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. Artful Owl shook his head. "I despair of you all," he said. "And if we are the cleverest animals in these woods, as we have often mentioned amongst ourselves, what are the rest of the inhabitants like?" "They are like us," said Rat, "and like us, they don't need to read the Bible quite so often, because nowadays the world's a much better and kinder place than it used to be." And picking up a plate, he swatted a wasp with it. "That was very unkind," said Owl.
"I agree," said Toad.
"We should be kind to creatures great and small," said Captain Beaky, "like it says in the Bible."
"Surely," said Owl, "a lowly wasp has as much right to a bit of jam as we have."
"Sorry about that," said Rat. "I didn't think. Tell you what, we'll give him a nice burial." And lifting the plate, he bent down and peered at the wasp. Pandemonium broke out as the bad-tempered wasp buzzed angrily around their heads.
"Get it!" shouted Captain Beaky. "It's flying around me!"
"It's after me!" cried Toad, hopping up and down.
"Mind my teapot," said Owl.
Batty Bat hurried away to the safety of Owl's staircase. Finally, the wasp landed on Captain Beaky's hat.
"Don't move," said Reckless Rat.
And holding up his plate and aiming carefully, he brought it down with a loud thud.
"I definitely got it that time," said Rat.
It was nearly 5 minutes before Captain Beaky's headache was better and most of the stars had disappeared.
"Are you better now?" said Owl.
"Not much," said Captain Beaky. "So much for the Bible," said Rat. "If it hadn't said be kind to all things great and small, that would never have happened."
"If," said Toad, "you hadn't been unkind to that wasp in the first place, it would have not been cross."
"You might as well say," said Rat, "that if Batty Bat hadn't prayed for two kinds of jam, it wouldn't have come sniffing around here to begin with."
Owl poured himself another cup of tea. "I'm very worried about my sermon," said Owl. "Not that it won't be good, but the people who come to hear it will come not because they are interested, but because they always come."
"The ones that always come," said Rat, "know it all anyway."
"Exactly," said Owl. "Now, what we should do is to take the good word into the woods to the people who don't come to church."
"Good idea," said Captain Beaky. "In fact, I was just about to suggest it myself."
"You mean like Jesus did?" said Timid Toad.
"What better example could we have?" said Owl. "We'll tell them stories from the Gospels."
"And if they don't listen," said Rat, "I'll punch them on the nose."
"I don't think you were cut out for the church," said Owl.
Batty Bat, who had flapped back again, hung from the umbrella and nodded in agreement.
"When do we start?"
he squeaked.
"Well, we've been busy all week doing good in the woods," said Owl, "so I think we should start on Monday. In the meantime, I suggest you all look at the Gospels just to remind yourselves what they are about."
"When should we do that?" said Toad.
"How about tomorrow?" said Captain Beaky.
"It's Sunday tomorrow," said Rat. "We're all supposed to rest according to the Bible, so I suggest we do a bit of revision on Monday and start on Tuesday."
That settles it, said Owl. That is a typical example of sloth. Rat looked puzzled. Sloth? What's that? Laziness, said Owl.
Why didn't you say so, said Rat.
If God had been like you, said Owl, and had kept putting off making the world till tomorrow, there wouldn't be one.
Yes, there would, squeaked Bat, except today would be Sunday.
In that case, said Owl, we'll start today.
Today, said Toad, but it's after tea time.
Now, said Owl, right now, I'll get my woodland Bible.
Yes, said Captain Beaky, it's time we did something really good.
And so, Captain Beaky and his band, that is, Artful Owl, Reckless Rat, Timid Toad, Batty Bat, set out on a Saturday afternoon after tea to bring the Gospels to the woodland world. As it turned out, they started later than they had intended because, as Rat pointed out, they might be out late and he wanted to lock up his house in case someone like Hissing Sid broke in. Timid Toad had to go to his home down by the river to get a scarf in case it was a cold night. And Batty Bat said he'd just pop his piece of bread and jam into his larder in case the wasps found it. And Captain Beaky explained that he had to go home to get his picnic hamper in case they got hungry and also to get his firefly lantern in case it was a dark night. We'll all meet, said Captain Beaky, at the woodland crossroads in half an hour. That should give me enough time to clear away the tea things and do the washing up, said Owl, unless you all want to stay and help me now.
I think, said Captain Beaky, the sooner we bring the Gospels to the woodland folk, the better. All those in favour raised their hands.
All except Artful Owl raised their hands.
Exactly half an hour later, Artful Owl stood at the woodland crossroads. He was holding his Bible under one arm and was dressed in his best nightshirt. A whistle made him turn round. Captain Beaky appeared, wearing his very best hat and struggling with a large picnic basket. He was also carrying a lantern, a telescope, and a map rolled under his arm. Map of the woods, he cried, waving it in the air. Quite a few places we haven't been to for a long time.
That's true, said Artful Owl, and producing a small mirror and comb from his nightshirt, he combed his big white eyebrows until they stood straight up in the air. Captain Beaky gazed at Artful Owl's nightshirt in some surprise.
Are you having an early night? Said Captain Beaky.
No, said Owl, but I feel that as we are passing on, as it were, the words of the Gospels, we should look important, and this nightshirt was very expensive.
In that case, said Captain Beaky, as leader of this band, I should wear it.
It happens to be mine, and it won't go with your hat, said Owl.
Ah, there comes Timid Toad.
Oh dear, said Captain Beaky. I think he's hurt his leg.
And they both watched with concern as Timid Toad walked towards them, leaning on a freshly cut forked stick. Like Owl, he also wore a nightshirt, but it only came to his knees. On his feet were a large pair of sandals made of string and leather that flapped about as he walked, and round his neck was a small woolen scarf.
Poor Toad, what's the matter? Asked Captain Beaky.
Nothing, said Toad.
What do you need the stick for? Said Owl.
It's my staff, said Toad. In the Bible, all the prophets had one. I expect it was to lean on when they talk to people, and I thought it would make me look more important, and that's why I wore my best nightshirt and these sandals.
You look ridiculous, said Owl.
Do I? Asked Toad anxiously. I thought I looked quite well dressed.
You do, said Captain Beaky. Owl's just cross because he didn't think of a stick.
Hello there, said a familiar voice.
Reckless Rat was wearing his best dressing gown. The red hanky which we'd worn knotted on his head was now ironed and flapped smartly from his top pocket, and he had brushed his hair with great care. In his hands he carried two forked sticks. "I brought these for you and me," Rat said, handing one to Captain Beaky, "so the people we talk to will know we're important, just like they did in the Bible, when the prophets were walking about, telling everyone what was and what wasn't." "Thank you," said Captain Beaky, and choosing the larger one, he leaned on it and studied his map. Artful Owl took out his comb and combed his eyebrows down over his eyes. "Where's that stupid bat?" he asked crossly. "I'm here," squeaked Batty Bat. Flapping down, he hung from the end of Captain Beaky's stick. "I'm ready," he squeaked. "Right," said Captain Beaky. "Let's go." "Just a moment," said Artful Owl, and reaching up, he removed from a low branch the largest, most important-looking straw hat that any of them had ever seen and placed it on his head. "I'm ready now," said Owl, "but I must point out that it looks rather odd for everyone to be carrying a stick except me." "In that case," said Captain Beaky, "you can carry the basket." And before Artful Owl could protest, Captain Beaky handed him the large basket. Raising his stick, he cried, "Follow me!"